force, and there's also a community prevention, violence prevention unit. We know we need to look at the structural and community factors to be able to prevent children getting involved in the maras. And we know that the work must be done in coordination coherently across various ministries and various state institutions. That's something that we are working on right now and that we're going to continue to change. One of the interventions that was done through the community protection unit relates to adolescents who are outside the school system, they're not in schools. We know that children, adolescents who are not in the school system are particularly vulnerable. And so one of the program relates to those who are outside of the school system. This program is called Pyramid, and it relates to the Guatemalan pyramids. You need efforts to climb them to get to the top, and you need effort to change a life. And this program is a three-step program. One, the first step focusing on young people, as I say, who are outside of the school system, to do with healthy ways of life, training, life skills for work, focusing on sport, on not taking drugs, preventing drug consumption. And there's also focus on extracurricular activities together with the Ministry of Education. We're also working with parents, and with neighbours in the communities and the neighbourhoods where these young people are involved in these programmes, essentially to bring about change in behaviour patterns, behaviour change. And we also work with community, religious leaders, teachers, business leaders, NGOs and other stakeholders who are present in the communities to ensure that they're involved in these prevention tasks. We also have a programme called Safe Schools, the Safe Schools programme, where we carry out comprehensive interventions in schools. We go into schools, we try to educate the children about not joining the maras and general healthy ways of life. We try and encourage them to have goals, to foster their self-confidence and self-esteem, and to foster leadership. There's another program that we have as well with the National Civil Police Force, and that links to resistance to getting involved in the gangs. And we do that directly with police, National Civil Police staff. We directly go out to children and adolescents, and there's different lessons or interventions, both for younger children and older ones. And it's also important to bear in mind the work that we do from a community grassroots level to look at these different factors that lead to violence or that facilitate their involvement and their joining the maras. We're working to have peace promotion, violence prevention, prevention of sexual violence, prevention of drug use, generally speaking. As I was saying, we have looked at what's been done for some years now. We know that we need to be involved with other ministries, with other institutions, and that will strengthen our approach, our grassroots and school-based approach. That's something that we're looking to reform and to change and to overhaul right now. Thank you very much. There was a question also on health. The Deputy Minister of Public Health and Social Assistance is here with us. Please go ahead, sir.